Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We celebrate often the heroics of people that do well and perform well. Sometimes I've long said that we don't spend enough time on some of the others because there are great lessons in life that are being taught out there by people that, for different reasons, didn't get to the top but had that dream. Sometimes through no fault of their own. Elena Contreras was the starter for the Hopkins, the much-celebrated Hopkins girls basketball team, one of the best teams in the country, obviously. And last summer, while she was playing in June, before she had gone on the AAU circuit to earn what she hoped would be a high-end Division I scholarship, she blew out her knee, ACL. It happens. It's not unusual. But not only did it end her summer season, it ended her winter season. She can't play with her high school team. Colleges couldn't watch her. All those things come into play. Now, on top of that, her father, Mike, understands basketball because he's a longtime assistant coach at Hopkins. And so that dream that she was living, he was living with her and coaching that team that was her community. And obviously both pulled like the rug from under your feet, and now you're left and reduced to watching games and cheering for a team that has had great success and played on ESPN and everything else. And I said this would be an interesting topic to talk to Mike about what it's like to go through that as a parent and what he sees in his daughter and maybe the learning lesson that he tries to get from it that all of us could use from time to time. And he joins us now. Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. How long did you coach at Hopkins? How many years?
I think it was 5 years, 4 or 5 years, something like that.
And you just love basketball, right?
Love basketball. Just, yeah. I mean, if I'm not watching it, I used to play it and I referee it, I'm coaching it. I mean, it just consumes me. And, you know, there's worse things you can be consumed by.
Exactly. Now, your daughter grows up and she decides she likes basketball too, or how does that play out?
She did. You know, when she was little, I didn't want to force her on anything. So we tried a bunch of things. Loved soccer. Just fell in love with soccer.
She's got that high-end speed, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And didn't want to try basketball. I made her. I said, if you don't like it, you don't have to play it. Just because I, you know, love it. Ended up loving it. Just loved it. Fell in love with the game like me.
And so now she starts, she got a roadmap, and she's playing with some pretty good players, and things are moving along pretty good, especially if you're at Hopkins, except for COVID, like it affected everybody else. But explain this last summer, what it was like for her and what happened to her.
It was going really good. The summer before, she had got a lot of, you know, got the ball rolling with colleges and coaches and got a lot of interest, had an offer, and we didn't take it because you can't visit. It was COVID, so we weren't going to do anything without visiting. So had a lot of momentum going into her junior year. She started, and then a lot of momentum going into her senior year. Just a great summer. So we were looking forward to July. In AAU world, July is everything. July is, you know, the top of the world. You know, coaches are everywhere, so everyone looks forward to it. Thursday, June 24th, she had a normal practice, and tore her ACL. Just, you know.
Were you there when she tore it? Were you there when she tore it?
I was not. Usually I go to everything. I've never missed practices or anything because I always coached. But she had just got her license a little while ago and wanted, you know, a little independence. And
oh, yeah.
She said, Dad, you don't have to go to every practice.
Yep.
You know, it's just practice.
Yep.
You know? So I stayed home. And that day, she said her shoulder hurt. So I had actually texted her and said, take today off.
Uh-huh.
Don't practice today. You know, you're done for the day. July is huge.
Yep.
And she said, being her, she said, Dad, there's already four people out. I can't be another person on the sideline sitting. So I kind of gave in.
You mean on her summer team or what?
Yeah, on her summer team.
Yep.
The day she tore ACL, I told her to take it off. Practice. Don't practice. And I kind of gave in and let her decide. So, you know, and then it happened. You know, and then she just keeps at me like, what if I would just would have said no? You know, sit this one out. Let your body rest.
So did you know right? Does ACL, is it a couple days before you know for sure what it is?
Well, we went to the emergency room right away. I got to the gym, and she was crying, and she whispered in my ear, get me out of here. You know, everyone's staring at her, and there's ice on her knee, you know. Went to the emergency room, and he did a couple tests for probably 30 seconds, and he said, yeah, I think it's her ACL.
Yeah.
You know, and we just still held out hope that it wasn't, because this wasn't an official you know, it wasn't official.
Yep.
So we got, you know, but he said, I'm pretty sure it's ACL right away.
ACL generally means 9 months to a year. What happens next? You held out some hope that she could play this year.
Yes, we did. The first person we went to, he said, I asked him point blank, and he said, yes, January. She'll be back in January. Just matter of fact. You know, just no hesitation.
So now you're fired up again.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I told her, I went in there to the room, and I said, I just heard January. And you know, she'd start crying, and yes, you know, happy tears.
Yeah.
Well, then we talked to the surgeon, and pulled her in the hallway and asked her the same question after surgery. And she just looked at me with this blank look and said, let's go in the room and talk.
Yep.
And she said, not a chance. Not
full tear, is that what that meant, or what?
Full tear, and she said if you come back in 6 to 8 months, you can tear it again. There's a higher chance of tearing it again, and you'll be right back in this situation.
And as hard as that was, I bet you appreciated those words that she was frank with you and didn't try to mislead you, huh?
Yes, a lot of tears in that room, but that just let us know right away that, you know, it's not going to happen. She didn't want to string us on. She didn't want to string Elena on or me or my wife, and she just said, I have to tell you this right now. You know, don't hold out hope. You might be able to play in March if Hopkins makes it to state.
Mm-hmm.
You might. That's a small possibility. So that was our hope. But, you know, that's gone now.
Okay, so now Mike Contreras is our guest, the assistant coach at Hopkins, was, and his daughter tore her ACL, heading towards a scholarship for sure. The only question was what school, and not to mention a senior year with one of the best teams in the history of the state of Minnesota that she'd been a starter on, that she's missing out on right now. So not, now, you know, I mean, life is, right? There's your lemon, where's your lemonade? You know she's going to be good, and she could be good enough to, you know, play somewhere, but the options aren't what she thought they were. What do you do? Because there's still a market for her. You're just trying to figure out the market.
Yep, and I wanted to be proactive, so I called about three coaches that were really, really on her. I didn't call the rest. I just told them the situation. I wanted to tell them right away. And in my mind, I was hoping they were going to still say, you know what, with technology today, with the way things are, she'll be back 100% next year. We're still interested in her. Well, that didn't happen. You know, the kiss of death was, we'll be in touch. And that's what they all said.
Yeah. And basically they're saying, look, man, we got transfer portal, we got freshmen, we got lots of options here. Nothing against your daughter, but we're in business to win games, and we need to move on people. We can't sit and wait because we got all kinds of options here to win games.
Exactly, and that's it right there. You know, they have so many options. Extra year, transfer portal. It was already tough on 2022's, her age group. and this just made it tougher. She was kind of just tossed aside, and I can't be mad at them. That they, like you said, it's a business. They have to win. You can't win with the kid with the torn ACL.
Yeah, Glenn Mason, as you say, I'm not in the football coaching business. I'm in the winning business. I only get a job if I win, so I'm in the business of winning. Otherwise, it doesn't matter. Hey, can you stay on with us for a quick break?
I can.
Mike Contreras is our guest. So what do you do now? Your daughter's lost her dream of playing her senior season with her friends for a state championship where you'd be the heavy favorites, and the scholarship offers are gone. What does Dad do next? What does Elena do next? We'll ask him when we come back on Sports to the Max. Welcome back. Mike Contreras is our guest. He's a former assistant coach at Hopkins High School. His daughter, Elena, on her way to Division I scholarship until she tore her ACL and missing her senior season and missing her Division I scholarship. Doesn't mean her basketball career is over, however. We rejoin the conversation with Mike. So, Mike, you find out there's no Division I schools that are going to put the money on the table, but she still wants to play. What do you do next?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was, you know, you feel hopeless at first, you know, but in my mind there was so much interest in her, and I knew so many people, and we made so many contacts that somebody was going to take a chance. That was my mindset. Somebody was going to take a chance. Coach Starks reached out to some schools, and you know, they were honest with her. We didn't get to see her play. And Dre Jefferson from the Minnesota Suns, Gerard Curry from North Tartan, I was getting so many texts from people saying, let me know what I can do. But it's crazy how life works. I met a guy, a coach from a school in Brooklyn, New York, St. Francis, who he no longer coaches there. He just texted me one day off the blue, hey, how you doing? Just checking on you and Elena. And he didn't know. You know, I told him what happened. He says, I got a friend down at Cochise. Let me call you right back. Next thing I know, the Cochise assistant coach is calling me. She wants film and a highlight. I sent it down there, and they said, when can you visit?
Take me back. Explain Cochise, what college this is.
It's a JUCO, D1 JUCO in Arizona, Douglas, Arizona. I wouldn't have heard of it, or I never heard of Douglas, Arizona. We did have a Hopkins player go there a couple years ago, but I didn't know anything about it, nothing. And they called and wanted us to visit, flew us down there and laid out the red carpet, and she felt real comfortable to say yes to them.
So she's going to community college, and she still got the same goal, right?
Correct. She one day we were driving, and she just out the blue said, I want to play in March Madness. And, you know, that's the first time I heard her say that. So this thing has given her time to think. And, you know, I don't know, you know, people say find yourself. But now I think it's given her time to do that. You know, so, I mean, it's brought out some good things, even though it's a horrible thing that happened to a kid. It's not the worst thing.
And but so, I mean, has she come around? What's her attitude like now? Does she feel disappointed because all her friends are going to four-year colleges? How is she handling it?
Yes, when, you know, it was tough. When, you know, social media is everything now for kids. You know, her friend Amaya is going to the U. Taylor Woodson's going to Michigan. Girls that she played against and did well are going to other D1s. You know, and you see committed, you know, and we talked about it for a little bit. It was tough. You know, she would come up to me and say, you know, I played against her. You know, I feel I can play with her. You know, she never put anybody down or anything down. She was happy for these girls, but it was tough seeing everyone commit to these D1 schools. And she has nothing as of yet, as of that time.
Yeah, even though she knows it can happen, all those things, it's hard when you're not in that conversation, right?
Oh, definitely. And the conversations, you know, with adults saying congrats to this kid and congrats.
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota Nice is great, you know, but.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So you're sitting and you decided, if she can't play, I'm not going to coach. Not because you don't like coaching, but because you wanted two things. Either it would be so hard every game, or with all the joy that this team was going to extract out of the games that they played, you'd almost felt guilty enjoying to an extent. Explain what went into that, because you just said, as a dad, I can't do this.
Yeah, I just felt if she can't enjoy basketball, who am I to enjoy this game? I stopped reffing. I just felt, who am I to run up and down this court on two good knees? You know, and my daughter's laid up in the bed on pain meds, in August and July and on crutches and she can barely move, I don't want to watch basketball. I don't want to see basketball. I didn't want anything to do with basketball, a game that I just loved for over 40 years. It took everything out of me.
So what is it like right now for you? Can you go to a game or do you go?
Yes, I've gone to some Hopkins games now and I've gone to some other games. I'm starting to enjoy it again. She's coming to games with me, you know, going to see her friends play that she played AU with, St. Louis Spark games, MCA games. So it's going good right now. She's getting back into running now. She can run and jump right now. She's still a couple months out, which is disappointing for her, but it is enjoying seeing Hopkins having fun. You know, I smile.
Yeah, how good are they, Mike?
Oh, my goodness. They're scary. They're scary. They're just rolling through people where you think this is going to be a good game. All right, let me settle in. And they're up 30 at halftime.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad thing, but they're just rolling. It's scary what Coach Starks has them doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of talent sitting in one gymnasium on a given night, for sure. What have you learned from it? You know, you're not the first parent to go through it, and obviously the stakes may be higher because of scholarship online, et cetera, but lots of kids get injured during the year, and lots of them lose their senior year, their junior year, whatever it is, to injury. What have you learned from it that you would share with other parents?
Patience. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. No matter how dark it gets, you're going to get there. And when I say there, I mean you're going to be cleared 100%. Your daughter, your son, whoever it is, it will get there. It will get better, and everything will be okay. Everything happens for a reason. That's the big thing I learned. Everything happens for a reason. She wasn't supposed to go to that school that offered her. She wasn't supposed to go visit here. I passed up a lot of visits in June. I made that decision. She's supposed to be at Cochise. Why, I don't know yet. But they gave her that opportunity. I'm forever grateful for them. You know, I've been texting them and in contact with them, but it's going to be okay. It really is going to be okay.
Mike Contreras, our guest, but you know, there's a third piece to this, and that's your wife, who helps hold this thing, her mother, that helps hold this thing together through faith. And when I hear everything, you know, happens for a reason, I hear what I believe your wife probably communicates as well.
Oh my goodness. She kept me together. She really kept me and her together. You know, a lot of prayer, a lot of faith. She never panicked, never wavered. She just kept telling me it's going to be okay. There's a bigger reason behind this. And I had to get used to that and I had to believe it. You know, it took me a while to believe that, but I believe it now. I believe it. And when you're angry, you don't want to hear that.
No. No, but you know, and uncertainty creates anger, right? I mean, knowing she's going to Cochise is clarity. Clarity eliminates anger. You know, just knowledge of what's next eliminates anger to an extent. You also had the pleasure, we had him on the other night, of coaching with Brian Cosgrove. What did that do for you?
Oh, my goodness. I felt I was a pretty good coach, and I used to go to coaching clinics. Once I started coaching with Kaz, I didn't have to go to coaching clinics anymore. I lived.
You got a clinic every day, huh?
Every day. That man is just taught me a lot. He was so dedicated. I thought I worked hard. I didn't work hard until I met Kaz, and it was fun. It's not hard work when it's fun. You know, he really created a family atmosphere. I just can't wait. I hope he gets into it again where I can go join him.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it as an assistant, but you're right. I mean, some program needs to make this guy the head man. I mean, let's go here. You want a good experience for kids? You want them to win? You want them to learn the right things? Let's go. Let's get this thing done right. Let's hire the right guy, you know?
Exactly.
All right, buddy. Exactly. Appreciate it. You're well-spoken, and I appreciate it. Good to spend time with you the other day, and wish Elena well as well.
I appreciate you. Thank you for telling her story, and thank you for having me on.
You bet, Michael. Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.